Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher at inspiredlivingpublishing.com and the publisher behind Aspire Magazine. And I got to tell you, we're going to be talking today about a topic that we're all familiar with, because the end of an intimate relationship and the pain it brings is something we can all relate to, I'm sure you'll agree. And how to regain confidence and optimism about love after a breakup is a question that we've all asked at one time or another. Joining me today is counselor, breakup specialist, and author of Breakup Rehab, Create the Love You Want, Rebecca Freedom McClaskey. After her own devastating breakup, she became inspired by her work in the field of addiction recovery to craft a safe, step-by-step path to forging healthy relationships based on honesty, love, integrity, and trust. And as you'll discover, she's passionate about supporting clients through post-breakup chaos, providing clarity and direction so that their next relationship will be their best relationship. Welcome, Rebecca.
Good morning.
I'm so happy to have you here. When I first saw the name of the book, I'm like, oh, yeah. You know, it does kind of feel like rehab too, doesn't it? All the stuff that you have to go through. So let's start with your story, because I believe we all teach from our own experiences. So take us back to right before you bought the book, the own crisis that you went through in your own life.
You know, I think that we all are tasked with a passion and a purpose in this lifetime, and through our experiences, we figure out what that is. And I, also through other teachers, have discovered mine is uncovering relationship. So, fittingly, I've gone through a lot of breakups where I just remember being a teenager, maybe 16 or 17, laying in my bedroom, writing poetry and listening to Garth Brooks, like country music, just being like, I just want love more than anything in the world. And it has been the most confounding path to be on. So it just seems that I am teaching from that place of deep learning that can happen if you slow down and let it during a breakup.
And when you said, did you just say slow down and live it?
And yeah, slow down and let it, like, sort of like let the learning happen.
Instead of trying to push through, right, and bury it.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, exactly.
And so you have been a counselor for a long time, and then you went through this crisis in your own life. Is that how breakup rehab came to be?
Breakup rehab was really a succession of about three different events. The first of it is both my parents died in my 20s. So my mom died when I was 27 and my dad died when I was 20. And so, you know, you're just sort of onsetting as an adult at that time. And that had a profound impact of, you know, grief and loss and just completely rerouting my life. And the people that they were sort of set me up. My dad was a alternative healer, chiropractor, hypnotist, pastor, and my mom was just this genius business person. And through their influence, I chose to go into the field of psychology and counseling. And so after the first is their death, the second is I chose to study psychology, and the third way that breakup rehab came about is I got a job as an addictions counselor, and I was participating in 12-step meetings with my clients, and I thought to myself, why isn't there 12 steps for breakup? Like, for this period, oh my God, there should be 12. And so that was my inspiration to write it.
Well, it's such an, you know, here it was missing all these years for all of us. You put the two missing pieces together, and then as soon as you hear the name, you're like, why didn't someone think of this before? It's like, hello, it's the one thing we all go through and struggle with, and there's never been this path. What I love about the book is it also comes from the background, right? Your counseling background. So it's this great combination of strategies, of your own personal experiences. So I love that blending.
Yeah, there's so, the book is really a rainbow. I mean, there's so much, the cover is almost fitting for it because there's so much poured into it, from humor, from personal experience, from vignettes of friends and clients that went through breakups, to my clinical experience, and also definitely the deep influence of my spiritual training from Naropa, and then also from being a psychic. It's all in the book.
And that's the combination that I was drawn to, because to me, I believe, and you touch on it in your book, that everything that happens to us is really for us, and I live my life for 25 years that way, and I think you actually say that in the book. Was that something from personal experience that you just came to on your spiritual path, that there's something in everything that happens to us for us to learn from and grow from?
You know, I listened to a lot. I had a habit of waking up in the morning and listening to Esther Hicks or Wayne Dyer or just motivational podcasts. And so I'm not quite sure where I got that particular framework from, but it's certainly one that I've lived, is that when you have something that looks devastating happen to you, there's generally, and it can take time to uncover it, but there's generally a gift in it. A quote is that rejection is God's protection.
I like that. It's like a redirect. Yeah. I tell my clients, you're being redirected.
Yeah.
You're being redirected.
Yes. 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 I believe that. Absolutely.
So we know what inspired you to write the book. It was this culmination. If there was something you could share, that what do you feel is the most important thing? If someone is listening right now and they're going through a breakup, what would you want them to know?
But I just have been in that place of confusion and desperation and like fear. Oh, this is the only person that'll ever love me. I'm going to be single forever.
Yeah.
And although there's a theme throughout all breakups, each breakup is unique to that person. So, you know, I write the book like I'm talking to the reader, because I want them to know that someone is walking with them. And so the message that I would hope they would take from reading and from knowing that breakup rehab and I exist in the world is that they're not alone. You're not alone in this. You're not alone and you're not isolated. There is help and there is a way forward.
And that's when women, in the midst of it, we do feel alone. We feel disconnected from everything. We feel like our world is imploding. And do you serve a lot of clients that come through your doors of your practice, a lot about relationships or a mixture of everything?
The primary point that I really reach people is through that relational confusion. And I want to be very succinct about this, because relationship counseling is a broad stroke. So I work with people who specifically have gone through a divorce or are divorcing. That moment of the separation is happening. You know, not the people who are like, let's try to save my marriage. There's other counselors for that. But really that point where the decision has been made to go their separate ways. And that happens through breakup, and it happens through divorce. And that's when I step in and really start to support the person in choosing for them. Because they might actually discover, oh, I can go back to the relationship. But the focus isn't let's save the relationship. The focus is on let's strengthen the person.
I see what you're saying. So that's why I love that term. I have never seen that when I introduced you, breakup specialist. It's so clear and concise of exactly what you do. You're there mm-hmm. at the time of crisis and transformation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll say that. That's really a wonderful way to say it. I haven't ever heard it really like that, a time of crisis and of transformation. And because I always joke that my competition is booze, internet porn, and Tinder, other people, like friends, family. Like a lot of people don't see the merit in going to a breakup specialist. They think, oh, I'll just get over this, you know, by sleeping with somebody else or moving on. And I can say definitively, then we just end up carrying that pain as baggage the rest of our life. If you don't actually go and do the actual work to repair, like it's basically not putting a cast on a broken leg and running on the next day. It's like you have to take the time and the effort to stop and to mend. And really that is the gift of the 12 steps of breakup rehab. Is they handhold you, they truly handhold you through that exactly what you need to be doing instead of just re-injuring yourself over and over and over again.
Yeah, it's what I discovered in my younger years is I would do exactly what you don't advise, which is not deal with it, smother it like, mm-hmm. Hey, I'm also over him. Let's go out. Let's go do this. And what mm-hmm. happened is the next relationship, all those unspoken wounds just bubble mm-hmm. to the surface and just really it sabotages your chance of happiness. And that's my truth at the time is because I wouldn't look at the issues that were in the relationship or the hurt or the pain, whatever it was, as you said, it just went to my next relationship and mm-hmm. it doesn't feel good. You know what I mean? To have to look at the stuff and to feel mm-hmm. the pain, but it's so worth it. It's so worth
well,
it, but
again,
you're shifting how people think about it. And that's what's so important with this book is, as you said, so many don't want to look. They want to bury it. And just by you stepping into this role as a breakup specialist is saying, listen, there is a process that we can help you clear this so you don't have to live it again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then and even, again, I say this in the book, that maybe the relationship you're in is the right relationship for you. You just came to it with really shoddy coping mechanisms. And breakup rehab and the 12 steps of it go in and say, you know, let's shore you up. Let's, like, grow you up. Let's take you to the next level. And my mission, my crusade, if you will, is to change the conversation around breakup. Instead of it being something shameful, it being something where it's a tool of a refinement where we say, okay, all right, the tools that I have so far, the understanding of the world that I have so far is only bringing me to the same results. So what else can I learn? And that's what I'm inviting people into. I'm saying, like, listen, you can learn how to do better and have better and live better.
Yeah, it's like giving them the tools as they go through this transformation. And mm-hmm. Rebecca, we're going to jump over to break, but when we come back, let's dive into some of the 12 steps. I know we won't be able to cover them all during mm-hmm. our conversation, but I want to dive in and share some of the steps with our listeners so they can grasp how transformational this can be for themselves.
Great.
And I will be back in a moment with Rebecca Freedom McClaskey. You can learn more at RebeccaFreedom.com. And just a little tip, Rebecca is spelled R-E-B-E-K-A-H. And we'll be back in a moment.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Inspiration for a woman's soul. Aspire Magazine, inspiring and supporting women on the path of self-discovery. Claim your free digital subscription today, which includes access to thousands of dollars of personal development bonus gifts from Team Inspiration Partners. Claim your Aspire Magazine subscription today at subscribetoaspire.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm Linda Joy, and with me today is the author of Breakup Rehab, and she is has coined the term breakup specialist. And we're talking about that today because I just loved the phrase, because it's about shifting in that moment of crisis so you can transform. So, Rebecca, you've created 12 steps to guide people through their breakup. Let's start with the first couple steps, because I want to give everyone just a taste of what they'll be learning when they pick up your book.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, because step one in and of itself could be a year-long journey. And step one is to let go and forgive, which is a huge threshold to cross after you've broken up with somebody, because that's, you don't want to do that. You want to blame them. You want to find a reason. You want to just, you don't want to forgive. You blame yourself. There's a lot that goes on after a breakup.
Oh, so true. And the biggest part, that I believe is letting go is hard enough, but now you're asking to forgive. And mm-hmm. I've been there. Is that the part people struggle with the most, the forgiveness?
Because there's, I go deep into this in chapter one, but forgiveness is to stop holding yourself or other people hostage from the past. And there's a process to it. The other word I could replace for forgiveness is grace. Is mm-hmm. there being a period of grace where you say, you know, I didn't get this quote unquote right, or the choices I made didn't entirely create the outcome I wanted, because there's another person's thoughts, opinions, and feelings involved, and we can't control other people. We can't, and I can just emphasize that, because after a breakup, I know there's so many manipulative strategies out there, the no contact rule to make them come back and miss you, the making them jealous. There's so much on the internet that really has nothing to do with love, and everything to do with, there's a great quote, which is, everything is about sex except for sex. Sex is about power.
It's true, especially if we use it in the negative like this, like manipulation to try to get someone back.
And forgiveness is really saying, I'm going to let go and surrender of this manipulative part of me, and I'm really going to open to the message and the lesson here.
Right there, that statement you just said is really feminine energy, right? Coming out of the mm-hmm. masculine, trying to force and push and strive. And learning to let go and allow and receive. That's what it felt mm-hmm. like for me anyway, as you shared that statement.
Absolutely. And just to really say there's so much worth in the, and worthiness and value in feminine energy. You know, I James Brown said it best when he said it's a man's world, but it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a girl.
It's true. It's so true. Mm-hmm. And I think, too, that for me, forgiveness has played a major role, not in a relationship, more in the past childhood stuff, but it wasn't until I found forgiveness and understood what you, exactly what you just said, that it's forgiving yourself also, not just the other person, and releasing the hold that the past had over you. It transformed my life 30 years ago. Mm-hmm. And but I guess until you understand, because a lot of people, I'm sure you've heard this in your practice, but he or she did this, how can I forgive? And they hold on so tightly to whatever that it is that they don't even see that it's hurting them more than it's hurting the other person.
Mm. Well, and there's a very complicated mechanism. So I want to say in this particular juncture, you know, of breakup rehab, certainly there's a do-it-yourself aspect of the book. You know, there's a DIY aspect of the book. But when it comes to going deep into building the muscle of forgiveness, I always say it's best to work with a professional. Work with me, work with clergy, work with a coach, work with somebody who can be an objective voice as you build the muscle to forgive.
I had to yeah. go to a counselor, and I'm so grateful that the one I found 30 years ago, even though I wasn't on that spiritual path then, she was.
Mm-hmm.
So helped me see it from this bigger perspective also, not just the clinical perspective.
Mm-hmm.
That is what I know healed. And I couldn't have found forgiveness at that time in my life without that support.
Mm-hmm.
Because I only knew what I knew, right? I only knew how to process my emotions and thoughts in the way that I had been kind of programmed to, right? You need someone. Mm-hmm. Exactly what you said. You need someone to help you see a different way. Because, mm-hmm. so I highly recommend that any of our listeners reach out to, like you said, clergy, you, a coach, someone mm-hmm. professional mm-hmm. that knows how to walk you through a process. And, you know, this could be in your plans, but I'm just downloading here, and I'm like, wow, these 12 steps could be a program that you could train other counselors, other professionals to teach mm-hmm. and share, because they're powerful.
Well, the mission, just to give a little behind-the-scenes transparency for this, is that I recently met with my publishers, and that we went over, sales, and I've sold about 2,000 books so far, which is just like a tiny sliver, really, of, I think, the potency and power this book has. This book, I think, is destined to be a bestseller. I think it's, and for the, because of the reach, because of the impact, because of everything that we go through around breakup, I agree with you that it can, I believe it can be the go-to book for people going through breakup. And that is my hope and my mission for it. And exactly what you said, as it gains momentum, I am crafting a program for people to enroll in where they, as coaches, they can augment their practice by understanding these steps and by teaching people the exact tools that I incorporate in the book.
I see it as done. I'm telling you, I see it as done, because it's so important. And we started the call talking about what's missing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because so many of us, and, you know, I'll relate to myself too, we go to counseling when everything's falling apart. But then, you know, trying to save it, and like you said, trying to hold on. But then when mm-hmm. the decision's made and it's done, and you're in that process of navigating life in the midst of a breakup, for some mm-hmm. reason, and I can name, you know, handfuls of friends, I've never heard of any of us that said, oh my God, I need to go see a counselor now mm-hmm. that I'm at this point of it. They'll think mm-hmm. about it trying to save the relationship. So that's why I believe your book is so important. They need to be mm-hmm. doing it in the midst of the breakup and in the aftermath of the breakup.
And, you know, the irony here is that going through this process will clear out the weeds. It'll bring so much clarity. And I get like the chills talking about this, because breakup is so confusing. It's like, did I do something wrong? Were they not the right person? Will I ever find love again? Maybe I'll just go settle back to what I had, which can be an abusive situation. And going through the steps provides you the clarity where you definitively know, yes, I can move forward with this person because we're both growing and learning from this. Or you say, oh, I'm free. Free at last, honey. I'm free. And you're clear. You're clear. And can you imagine how much clarity saves you time in your life? So much time.
Time and energy, life force energy.
Yes.
Right? And to me, I've discovered that's one of our greatest gifts, right? That ability to be fully present in our lives. But if we can't be fully present in our lives and enjoy the moment, enjoy what is now, if we're stuck back there.
Mm-hmm.
And
yeah,
I had to learn that the hard way. I was a slow learner for 35 years. But now, to me, learning to let go is what gave me the life I have now, right? To be able to be fully present.
And that's just step one. And then as you go through that and you start to learn to let go, there's just this almost like a natural trust reignites inside of you. Everywhere you felt stupid or foolish or angry or whatever, as you let go, step two really starts to come in, and you learn to start to trust your higher self, your authentic self, that like guiding force inside of you.
Yeah, I call it, for me, it's my inner wisdom. And you're right, I never tied the two together, but my inner wisdom, my intuitive gifts came forward as I went through that process and healed, and now it's wide open. And mm-hmm. I use that word a lot with my clients, is authenticity, authentic self, is we have that part of us that is there to support us, love us, and guide us through life. But mm-hmm. it can't if it's, I always say it's like being covered with muck. If the connection's mm-hmm. covered with muck, we can't hear it. It doesn't mean it's not there, which some people come to believe. Mm-hmm. We're never disconnected from our authentic self. It's just covered with the stories and yuckiness, as my granddaughter would say. So
well,
the noise. We're going to jump over to our other break, and then when we come back, I want to talk about step two.
Sure.
Thanks, Rebecca. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is Rebecca Freedom McClaskey, breakup specialist, counselor, and author of Breakup Rehab, and we'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind. Expand your soul. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
If you're feeling stuck in any area of your life, it's your soul letting you know it's time for a change. You're being nudged to let go of anxiety, regret, and playing small so you can embrace the limitless soul that you are. Your journey begins by recognizing that right now, in this moment, you are enough. Through her coaching, programs, and retreats, international best-selling author, speaker, and spiritual mentor, Lara J helps others courageously transform their disconnected lives into joy-filled, meaningful ones. Imagine living a life full of ease, vibrant health, thriving relationships, and meaningful work without sacrificing yourself to achieve it. If you're ready to own your worth and begin living your limitless life, Lara invites you to claim your free, more than enough ebook and meditation at larajay.com and learn more about her offerings.
Om Times Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. Om Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shay Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy. So, Rebecca, let go and forgive was step one of your 12 steps mentioned in the Breakup Rehab book that you just released. What is step two?
Step two is to trust your authentic self. And I know I went through a breakup in 2017, and afterwards, I felt all of it. I felt like, God, how can I be so stupid? I totally regret spending my time on this guy. He clearly wasn't ready for what I wanted. And how did I not articulate my boundaries ahead of time? And there is this weird thing about hindsight where somehow you feel like the wisdom you now have, you should have had then.
We all go through that thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, how could I be so dumb? Well, you just knew what you knew when you knew it. And I think that's really what I give people, again, the mercy in this step two, to say, listen, you can still trust yourself. You know, you did the best you knew how with the information you had at the time.
It's so true. And I think we do spend a lot of time judging ourselves for that very reason. I've come to learn that I can't beat myself up. I have to look at the things now, and I look at it as, okay, what's the lesson in this? What's the wisdom I can take from it? Because I don't want the victim energy, right? I want to step into my power and go, okay, if my authentic self was leading the way, there has to be something in this experience that's there to serve me.
And beyond, and for people who are like, yeah, yeah, this is great, whatever, I don't want to do the work.
I get that too.
Yeah, for those people who are totally incentivized by, I want the house, the husband, the successful career, the good life, that for you to really feel enlivened, alive, whole in that good life, and not just like a vapid zombie, you need to be able to trust yourself. You need to be able to trust and articulate that part of yourself, because so often we think, if I have that husband, that house, that thing, I'll be happy. And then we arrive in that place and we realize we sold our soul to get there.
Yeah. So true. And I think we've all been there where we have felt that way.
Mm-hmm.
And I think as we go through all these life experiences, we learn what's important in selling our soul and sacrificing who we truly are, right? Not the mask we hide behind.
Mm-hmm.
It's not worth it. No relationship is worth not being able to be who you are. And the
gifts of the ones that we lose are, sometimes you have to lose yourself to find yourself. So there's no judgment against the losing of yourself.
It's no, there isn't.
Oh, you dumb dumb.
I think we've all been there. I remembered, mm-hmm. You may remember the movie, I think it was Richard Gere and Julia Roberts, Runaway Bride.
Mm-hmm.
I will never forget the scene where he asked her what kind of egg she liked and she didn't know. And he said, what do you mean? Everybody knows what kind of eggs they like. And she said, well, you know, when I was with Harry, I ate this kind when I, you know, and she named mm-hmm. all the men mm-hmm. and she would eat the eggs that they liked and never took mm-hmm. the time to see. And when he ever cooked all the eggs the different ways and put them out, I started bawling like a baby.
Mm.
You know, like, oh my God, I gave up my power too. I don't know what kind of eggs I like. I used to dress, you know, this is my 20s and 30s,
yeah.
and I'm 55 now. But
yeah.
I remember that hit such an emotional chord with me, because I remembered that I had given away my truth and power and sold my soul to be in certain relationships. And so it was actually healing for me to see that movie.
Mm-hmm.
So it's learning, I believe that after they go through your book, it's learning how to be your full, authentic self in your next relationship. Is that accurate?
It is, and I'm really feeling called to just, like, zip through the rest of the steps so people can get the energy and the potency of them.
Go for it. And if we come up to the next break, we've got about 8 minutes before the next break, we'll just continue it in the last segment. So please dive in.
All right. So step number three is to make wise decisions. Step number four is to face your fears with love. I mean, you can feel the energy in each one of these. There's just so much richness. And step number five is live your purpose. Step number six is examine your judgments and respond with compassion. Seven is practice humility and gratitude. Step number eight is overcome pride and grow forward. Step number nine is recognize the strengths in your vulnerability. Step number 10 is maintain your integrity. Step 11 is own your power to love. And lastly, and the one many try to hurry to, is step number 12, is to create the love that you want.
What do you mean they try to rush through it? You mean in the next relationship they are trying to rush into it before they do the other 11 steps? Is that what you mean?
Yeah, people immediately write their list of what they want, and they do their vision boards, and they go into the sort of like magical, you know, which I think there is influence to energy, absolutely. But they'll just kind of just gloss over all those other, the depth and the richness that's available to them in the relationship with themselves, and they're like little kid inside, and that secure attachment that comes when you really start to practice step number two of trusting yourself, trusting your authentic self. And then you just can, like a bodybuilder in its own way, you just continue to anchor that muscle in as you go through the 12 steps. But so many people just want to, you know, just go, well, that love didn't work, so let me write a list of what I want and get to that next.
But they don't, like you said, they don't want to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
Now, is this linear process? You start at one and you move through each one in order because it's a layers of healing that's happening as you do so?
Really good question. And what I guide people to do in the preface of the book is do read it one step at a time. And then over time, you'll go back and there'll be like maybe step six will really be applicable to you even a year after the breakup. And so you can go back and work step six. And, you know, as we're talking about this, there will be a time I think I could take people. I mean, each step is a, you know, seminar in itself. And this can be really, truly a year process where people, we walk together and we do the steps together. And my hope is that people will start to create an AA like gathering format around this, like a book club format around this, where they get the book, they know other people who are going through breakups, everybody reads it together, they start to get, you know, sponsors, and where the work becomes so much easier when there's fellowship involved in it as well.
I love it, especially if the group leaders are trained counselors, right, to guide the direction of an energy of the group. I think there's so much power. But as I shared earlier, I see this, like I can see a virtual program, one a month with live coaching, all done virtually, so I can see it.
Well, I definitely invite all the counselors who are just like, oh, I just want to be able to be a better counselor. You know, I'm here.
Yeah. And I want to give you a website again. That's RebeccaFreedom.com. And there's contact forms there for any counselors and mental health professionals that are listening that want to really bring these concepts into their practice to serve. Because think about it, it's everything that we talked about a few moments ago, Rebecca, that there's relationship counseling, but there's nothing that specializes in this, that I've seen, that specializes in this sacred part of the process.
And being in this field, I've run across a lot of guys who are doing sort of breakup counseling, but it feels a little bit removed from the people. And then there's another lady that does like From Breakup to Breakthrough. So I've seen sort of, you know, aspects of it, but there, I am the person who's like, this is the 12 steps. And I can say, as somebody who's gone to CODA, who's worked the actual 12 steps that started with AA, they promise you a miraculous transformation. And I can say that it's true for breakup rehab as well. Like, this is a potent and powerful program.
What I love about it is the blend of spiritual and strategic, mm-hmm. because to me that's important. We have to look at all layers.
Mm-hmm.
And just even hearing the names of the 12 steps, you can tell there's that level of vibration in it, mm-hmm. and which tells me that you're healing on multiple levels. And I feel that's what we need to do in order to break the chains of the patterns that were in place in the first place.
You know, I have the thrill of being me, which involves a multiple, like, layers of personality. Not multiple personalities, but like,
I know what
you
mean.
Know, the joker, the fool, and I say that, I said, there's part of me that's like the Italian mama that's like, come home, eat, what do you need? And then there's the professor part of me in the book who really does have that strategy. And then certainly this part of me that I've been gifted with psychic abilities, and that has been incredible, because when I counsel people, I'm not counseling them off of theory. I'm counseling them off of energy. I'm counseling them off of vibration. I'm counseling them off of what they can actually create for themselves. And that for me is why I changed my last name to Freedom as a moniker, because I feel like freedom is like such high vibrational energy, and that is where I guide people.
So even in your sessions, it's a combination of all, right? Your clinical background,
yes.
with the intuitive. So I think that's what I was feeling in the book, is because I'm an intuitive, is I want that. If I'm going to work with someone or turn to someone to help me heal through something, I need to know they have both aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's just the mm-hmm. it's just what I personally need. Others may not mm-hmm. need that. So that's why I find your work so elevated, I guess I can say.
Well, merci beaucoup. Thank you so much for that. Because I mean, it is a passion, and I will say that you know, pouring into it, it's like I'm rich in relationships, but like financially, being an art, there is like a starving artist period, because one, I am still human, and one person can only do so much, you know, juggling as far as like writing the book, PR, running the business, being the behind the scenes person. But I am dedicated. I am 100% dedicated to getting this message to the world.
And I'm so excited that you are, and I'm so excited to have you on the show. We're going to go to our last break, and when we come back in the last segment, we'll just dive more into the book and your journey, and I'll ask you at the end to leave our listeners with a piece of wisdom or guidance that comes through you. And I'll be back in a moment with Rebecca Freedom McClaskey. You can learn more at RebeccaFreedom.com.
A conscious lifestyle. For a mindful life. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
Are you being called to step into your truth and embrace your divinity? Are you ready to align your heart and soul, live an authentic life, and become a divine magnet for love and abundance? It's time to listen to your inner wisdom and clear the blocks holding you back from your best life. Leading intuitive prosperity coach, Akashic Records practitioner, and evidential medium Jamie Hearn of liveyourdivinity.com empowers and supports spiritual women like you to align your inner and outer worlds, embrace your soul's truth, and live your divinity. Through her intuitive gifts, grounded wisdom, and empowered coaching, Jamie guides women back into sacred alignment with their truth. Visit liveyourdivinity.com to learn more about Jamie's empowering programs and to schedule an Akashic record reading.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. And my special guest today is breakup specialist, counselor, and the author of Breakup Rehab, Create the Love You Want. Rebecca, so you guided us through the 12 steps, which, as I shared right before the break, really speak to me, just the energy of them. We're talking about humility, gratitude, owning your power.
Process, not perfection. Process, not perfection. I think that, so what I see people bludgeon themselves with in self-help and self-development and even the spiritual world is this idea of perfection. Somehow I will ascend. Enlightenment is, you know, rising from the ashes and feeling the glitter sparkles of the world. And it's not to say it's not, but we deny process. So and want perfection. And this is like the grace of process to say, you know, I'm surrendering to the unfolding. I'm surrendering to the unfolding, and I know that I can keep choosing.
Exactly. And it's always choosing in every moment.
Mm-hmm.
Because, you know, I remember going through a stage in my life, and it wasn't related to my relationships. It was just life in general, where I thought, okay, I did it. I did the inner work, and I made my decision, and let's be done with this. But then I realized, no, you're choosing over and over again to take that path.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
So when you use the word process, that's what it reminds me of. It's like, mm-hmm. we have to choose it over and over again for transformation to happen.
Yeah, you can, because it's easy to abandon ship and use drugs or another person, or there's a menagerie of addictions we can use to like bail out on the process. We can be like, no, I just want to get high.
Yeah, it's like, no, yeah. I don't want to.
Shortcut. I want to skip steps. I want to have a shortcut. And you know what came to mind as I was thinking about this is a lot of people hold, for good reason, hold counselors to this like, almost this authority-like standard, right? So I imagine people could ask me, well, do you have kids? Are you married? Have you been married? And the answer is no, I've not. I don't have kids. I haven't been married. And I say this in the book, the measure is not, again, this is the process, not the outcome. The measure is I worked with veterans with PTSD. I've never been to war, but I was effective and efficient because I have mined the depths of my emotions, right? I haven't run away from them. I've gotten into that depth of curiosity. So when it comes to creating outcomes for people, like I've been there and I've gone into that place where you get to create like the actual outcome, the congruent outcome that you want. And that's the gift of being able to, you know, understand process.
Yeah, and I believe, as we started the call with, is we're all here to learn what we're meant to teach. And
mm-hmm.
breakup rehab, we've all gone through a breakup. You have experience in that, right? And
mm-hmm.
so for me, I loved your analogy about the vets also because it's so true. So that's a great way of looking at it if someone asks that question.
Mm-hmm.
So what are your plans? You have more speaking engagements coming up, more radio shows. We already have the inside scoop that your vision,
mm-hmm.
and I'm going to set the intention with you, your envision, yeah,
mm-hmm.
your vision is to see this Breakup Rehab 12-step process be taught by other counselors in circles everywhere. I can see it. I saw the program. I saw the digital program, and I'm intuitive like you. So sometimes when I can see, I could see it all mapped out, like, oh, she has the whole year program here. It's all virtual. It's digital. She's got this. Is it a lot of work? Yes. But yeah. The ripple effect is going to be so worth it. It's going to be so worth it. Because the lives that will be changed, and think of it, when they go into their next relationship and they have a healthy relationship and then children do come, it's like creating the containers for healthy families. So we're not always, I don't want to use the word making the mistakes in our next relationship, but repeating the past in our next relationship.
I keep joking. I keep saying like Oprah 2018, but I will say 2017 was sort of, there was this meme I saw that was so beautiful. It said 2016 caterpillar, 2017 chrysalis, 2018 butterfly. And I certainly had my ass kicked in 2017 emotionally and financially. It was just, you know, it was a beast. And so, being the wild woman that I am, I moved all my stuff and I moved some of my stuff into storage. I'm renting my girlfriend's van for the next 3 months. And I'm currently, I had the intention of going out on tour and just, moving forward. And part of me today, just today, I was like, what is it going to take for me to generate the, all the money required for me to go from here to Florida over the next 3 months? And so I promise you, after I get off this call and today, I will be dutifully sitting down and doing exactly what we talked about, creating the system so people can like participate in this program. And I already have one in place. On the 22nd of January, I'm offering a free webinar on Zoom. People can sign up at my website, a free webinar on Zoom to go over the 12 steps. And then the next month for $197, it'll be Monday nights at 7 p.m. Pacific time. There'll be Q&A for people who are going in relationship issues that are reading the book and they want to jump on. So this is my pilot right now. So it's, you know, it's
that's where you start, though. Yeah. That's how I've started all my brands. And something you said a moment ago, when you said you envision yourself going to Florida, right? You have a thriving tribe and community. I'm starting to lose my voice. Sorry about that. And I would recommend asking if you're going to be traveling, say your route and then say, would you like to host me at an event and you gather women and there's a small fee, even if it's $47, $25, but they do the work and guarantee a minimum of 10 women. I can really see you being of service in that way. Small, intimate groups get great testimonials, but do you see how circles, there's the ripple effect that we spoke about. So I'm excited to see what unfolds for you.
Oh, well, me too. And there's a diligence to it. And part of me today was like, you know, I'm willing to take out a loan or do whatever it takes to be able to sort of make this to be the forerunner. I can't even tell you like how scared I am though too. There's part of the practical part of my brain is like, get a job and live in an apartment.
Now, guess what? I've been there, and this is what I say. I work with a lot of private clients who are spiritual entrepreneurs. And yes, just yesterday on a phone call, and I know we only have a few moments left, on a private coaching group call, this is what came up. The fear that we're all being called, all of them, are all being called in 2018 to step into that next vision. But what comes up is, oh, my God, the fears, the financial fears, the judgment fears, all of it. And I said to them, the moment you feel afraid is the moment you know you're on path for your purpose. Right? And they were all like, but that's not what we wanted to hear. And I said, listen, I have a large following. Do you think, you all think because I'm out there already that I don't have those same fears of being visible, of following my dreams? I said, I have them. The only difference is I now have tools to help me go through them. And, of course, they, you know, pushed back like, but it's scary. Yep, Mm-hmm. It is. Mm-hmm. Especially when we have to live in the world, right? And finances come up. But I say I would rather that would make me, that would suck the life out of me. And it was
what a beautiful message. And just, I'm sure so many, you know, and again, that echoes into breakup rehab, where some people are like, I don't want to spend $1,500 to go to a breakup specialist. And like, what are you saving in the long run? You know, we get so stuck on the short term acute, like this is what it looks like, but there's so much more available, I think, on the other side of faith.
There is a lot on the other side of faith. And so I'm going to hold space for you and stay on the line, Rebecca, as we close out, because I want to chat with you for a moment. But everyone, I want you to go over, grab a copy of Breakup Rehab, visit Rebecca at RebeccaFreedom.com. And again, Rebecca is spelled R-E-B-E-K-A-H. And I hope to see you here every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern Time for more inspired conversations. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness. Blessings, everyone.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.